Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to talk to you about your career and your artistic history because you were the youngest ever Blake Prize winner in 2000. So your career really kicked off with a bang.
Yeah, it sure did. Crazy, like, to think that that's over 20 years ago.
I know. I was was kind of like, and I was writing down different points of like your kind of artistic career, and I was going, you know, 2000, Blake, 2021 on the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
that just must be such an epic journey for you to have gone through all that.
Definitely. Like, I think I can start from the beginning, and I'd say that when I first inspired to become an artist, I would have only been 3 or 4 at the time. And I distinctly remember it because I remember being at preschool and doing one of those butterfly paintings where you put the blob of paint in the center of the page and then you fold it and then spread it out and stuff.
Yep.
And I just remember being completely in awe when I opened that up and just went, wow, when I grow up, I want to be an artist. And then I guess that kind of stuck with me all throughout my childhood. And then it wasn't until the Blake Prize in the year 2000 when I thought, oh, hang on, maybe I can make a living out of this. Yeah, and you know how often, like, other kids, their ideas of what they want to be changes so often.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes. And so I think I was totally the opposite. I always had art, 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 art. I don't even think I was that good at it growing up. But it was just something that I always did and I always wanted to do.
It's really interesting you say that. I'm reading a book at the moment by Seth Godin and it's called The Practice and it's for creatives. And it talks about this theory of the habit of identity and how it's much easier as an adult, not that it's an easy path, but it's easier as an adult if you have always had this identity that you thought you would be. So your level of commitment to that identity just kind of comes naturally to you. So it almost sounds that's a little bit like how you felt.
Yeah, wow, that's all making sense now. Now I get it.
Yeah. It's not to say that it was easy, but it's just that, like, that's who you are. So you were always committed to doing the work.
Yeah, no, it wasn't easy at all. Like, I remember back in 2000, like when I entered the Blake Prize, I was just so naive, I guess. And
it's the best way to be sometimes.
When you're getting handed something like that and you're 18 years of age, of course you're going to be naive. But I remember before I actually did my HSC in year 12, I remember my mum and dad speaking to me like, oh, what do you want to do? Like, when you go to uni, what is it that you want to study? And they, yeah, I want to do art. I'll do art. And I had that made up in my mind. And I think they didn't see it as a viable or realistic career choice. They just thought, how is that going to work? And then it wasn't until 12 months later or whatever that I had won the Blake Prize. And then I think that flicked a switch in my dad's mind and my mum's mind, like, oh, hang on, maybe she can make it work. Maybe there are viable career opportunities in the art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are either your mum or dad artistic or creative in that sense?
No, not at all. My dad, he was a barrister.
Okay.
And so he had his head screwed on and so he was very logical. And I guess you had to have a goal in mind and then work towards it. And my mum, she was a midwife and a nurse and a diabetes educator in the Aboriginal communities.
Yep.
Yeah, but now my mum, she's actually a priest in the Anglican Church. So,
oh my God, that's a whole story in itself.
That's a massive jump, isn't it?
That it is. Oh my goodness. Okay, wow.